Won't you decide? Won't you decide? I want you to soar. Don't count on me.
Little by little, we meet.
Won't you decide?
Won't
you decide?
I hope you can hear me.
This hospital's got lots of crying kids. A minute ago I did not exist. It's nice to finally meet my relatives. I bet it's always gonna stay this fun. I bet it's easy staying away from drugs. I bet our parents always stay in love. Always stay in love. Instagram's a load of fun. It's best to show the best of everyone. I bet it never bites us in the bum. I bet my ignorance is always bliss, except ignoring pigment in our skin. I bet my country's nice to immigrants, and that's just how it is. Lots of crying kids. A minute ago I did not exist. It's nice to finally meet my relatives. I bet I'll never outgrow all my friends. I bet I'll see a female president. Yeah, I can tell this life will be a cinch, and that's just how it is.
Twist the knob. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, God, it's loud.
There is a theme. I guess we are going to be... We are going to have technical issues every single episode. So
that's our theme.
Just get ready. That's going to be the theme of what's going on tonight.
Also, I have an announcement for our viewers.
Oh, yeah.
I know my Boston Townie accent is the talk of the town. Pun intended. Actually, not.
How do you know that?
So my voice, while I'm talking like this, you know, I've realized that I speak like that more than I talk like my normal self.
Yeah, I don't think...
So here on out,
jarring.
We're tuning into my real voice. We're going to take it easy on the hey, how you doing voice, you know?
You're really not going to do it?
Because, like, whenever there's, like, any moment of silence, like, any thought in my mind, I just, like, this would be funnier if I said it like a dingus. So
no, I got you. Wait, hold on. Really quick. You were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Quick thing, we just had to get it out of the way. Second thing
of our sponsors.
Yeah. Oh, we love our WMFO
today's sponsor
overlords.
WMFO.
Thank you.
It's been a long day.
I want to add on to what you were just talking about, though. So what you said is actually like very like it hits really close to home, because in high school my friend Joey and I, we had a voice very similar to like your Boston Townie accent, but we called it like the it's a grandpa voice, and it sounded like that
grandpa.
So it's really similar, and like yeah, no,
dude,
no.
Our voices would be best friends.
Our voices are best friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not like we are.
On the radio, though. Like, you know, yeah. They just, like, intermingled. And, yeah, so, like, I would just talk like that all the time. And eventually, I was like, wow, I don't have, like, my own identity anymore. I just sound like that.
Yeah.
So.
The voices, they take over.
They control you.
From inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Man, I'm missing Daniela. So for those of you who are.
Oh, yeah. We always make these announcements.
Who don't follow our non-existent social media presence.
Our lore.
Daniela couldn't make it tonight.
No, she could not.
Which is so unfortunate. She's supposed to give me. Unfortunate's also a word I've been saying way too much.
Yeah.
She actually. So her and I are both Cuban. And there's some niche Cuban food that she has in her house called a pastelito. And pastelitos are like this like French-inspired pastry filled with like guava or maybe like ground beef. They're delicious. And I still need to go get some, hopefully before they run out. But she has some from LA or wherever she's from. And I want to get some. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to play a song for you. And then
we'll
talk about some more stuff.
To talk about. Yeah.
All right. So this next song that you're going to hear is by a band that I like called Magic Giant.
Classic Ben song, am I right?
This love is gone. I'm not even think you alone.
Right, so that was the song Window by Magic Giant.
Magic Giant. A lot of giants and magics in music, like Young the Giant, Magic Giant.
Magic the Young. Young the Magic.
Young Magic on the beat.
Yeah, he's the best.
he's the best of them.
He's the best of them. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
What's new with you academically?
Oh, it's not like... Oh, funny you ask about my academic life. It's not like I didn't just mention it. So, the news today is... And honestly, I don't mean to flex, but because honestly, I'm more surprised than anything.
Yeah,
I
wrote an essay, this is genuine.
And I thought it was worthy of a B+. And then my teacher was like... Well, she gave me it back today with my feedback... With like her feedback, commentary and stuff. And I read it through and I was like, okay, yeah. And she like asked me like what grade I think I deserved. And I was like, I think I deserve like an A-. I think it was like a pretty decent essay.
Good.
And then she gives me, I turn like in this little form and then she gives me my actual grade and I got an A+.
What's this bait and switch thing that she's doing where she's like, give me the grade that you think you deserve, psych! And then she gives you like the real one.
Yeah.
Like imagine if you were like, this is a good B. Like it wasn't the best, but a B. And then like, so you got a C-. Like,
I think it was an A+. It's like a D.
Is it to like calibrate your expectations?
Yeah. Well, anyways, she said it was, she gave me an A+. She said it's one of the best art like papers she's ever read for this entire class.
That's amazing.
And she wants me to like continue working on it so it can be submitted in like an op-ed or like an academic journal or something. And I was like. What?
Yeah, getting published.
I just didn't even think it was that like special of an essay, but here we are, and she loved it, and so now I'm just like, this is like the highlight of my day.
You're coasting. Although, for the rest of the semester, you're going to have to try really hard.
Think about it.
Now she knows that you can do it.
We'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
You're like, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
This I don't want to like think about trying
so
hard.
This is like the first part of the midterms period. Like, I've had like, in the past like 3 weeks or even no 2 weeks I've had 4 essays, a midterm, a group project,
we don't
2 quizzes
it. We don't love to
it's
see it.
Wild. It is intense to say the least, and this was like the first assignment out the gate.
So okay, wait,
and now I'm kind of burned out.
You want to talk a little bit about what you wrote about?
Oh yeah, so back home in Florida there's this highway that's being built. It's a...
Oh, is this what you did over the summer?
It is what I did over the summer.
Yeah, bring it up.
When he remembers what you've done
such
with
good
your life.
Friends.
What did you do that summer? You're like a real estate agent?
Yeah, I don't
you're like
talk,
what?
Don't
no, no, no. Ben went from like door to door and he like locked himself out of his car once.
This was the worst day of my whole life.
And he would like call me being like, Chris, I'm not making any friends at my job. How do you do it? And I was like, I don't know. And then they gave me like a best intern ever jacket. Like... You dropped this. I really dropped that on him. So anyways, 2018, the summer of 2018 was better for me than it was for Ben. No need to...
Let it go down in the archives.
It'll go down in the history books.
It's a beautiful thing.
No, I'm not speaking in that voice because I've done it too... It's like I like... It's second nature now.
It can't go away. No, and you need something new and even stupider to, like, take the spot of this.
I know, because, bro, like, when I was in Miami, like, I would always talk like this, brother. And then now I'm in Boston, so now I've become, I went from being talking, like, Cubans to talking, like, Italian-Americans. So maybe when I'm in Madrid,
your final form.
When I'm in Madrid, because I'm studying abroad there next semester.
Come visit.
Fly in. Take a ship and take a barge if you want.
Yeah, honestly, cheaper. A zeppelin. I want to talk about. We'll take it. We'll get there. What'd you write about? So highway.
Oh, yeah, highways. So there's a highway in Florida that they want to extend to reach into the Everglades. To improve commutes from people who live in the far western suburbs to get to the downtown, which is on the eastern side of the county on the ocean. Problem is, it cuts through the Everglades, which is like one of its kind like ecosystem. It's like
necessary.
It's not really a swamp. It's technically a river actually, but it's full of. It's just like this big swamp. It kind of. It's hard to explain without getting into detail, but anyways. By building this highway through there, it's just such a bad idea. And so my paper was basically talking about like how it's such an obviously bad idea, yet on the other side the people are so desperate because Miami doesn't have like a transit infrastructure. Okay, I hear Bostonians complaining about the MBTA. Like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
You have five
different colors.
Colors, lines.
And you got the silver
transit
line.
Rail, the silver rail. Like
walking, it's the commuter rail.
It's cheap. It's
close
like,
together. You can walk the city.
Yeah, it's. Bostonians think they have it rough. In Miami, we have one line. You know how you have red, blue, orange, green, all that stuff here. Miami, we have.
You got the full Roy G. Biv.
We have one, all the colors on the spectrum, and we have one. I don't even know if we have a color for it. It goes in one direction. One of the commissioners during one
of
these
meetings. If you get on one side and you go all the way to the end, you have to walk back. There's no way back. It's one line.
one line. They didn't even build the second half to go back. No. One of the commissioners was like, the metro rail, it takes you from where you don't need to go. It takes you from where you aren't to where you don't need to go. That's what he said.
That's funny.
They call it the metro fail instead of the metro rail.
So what'd you write about it? What was your hot take?
Oh, so anyways, Miami needs to invest more in public infrastructure, like transportation infrastructure.
Sure.
And instead, they focus on just building more highways, which so many studies just show that building highways does not reduce traffic. If anything, it increases traffic because it encourages more people to get into automobiles.
No, exactly.
And so basically I was writing about that and but the other side of the issue is like people just want a quick, easy solution and get to work. To not have to spend 2 hours in the car every day. No one wants that.
No one wants that.
They would take a quick light rail if they could. But,
if it were there, for sure.
Yeah. But then there's like taxes and like groups who want like who would profit from having roads.
Should we talk about Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Should we talk about that?
Oh, remember when we went to go see that?
Yeah, but that's not what I meant.
The plot. It's
that plot.
You explain
that
it.
Plot is based on a real thing that happened. Like LA used to have all of these public transportation options. I think it was like a tram and like some buses. I think.
Yeah.
And like, sure, they can't have like a subway because of like earthquakes or whatever.
They actually do have a subway though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it's a small one.
Yeah,
it's a bad one.
Like the narrative is that LA cannot have any sort of, like, in-ground sort of, like, public transportation in the same way that we have, like, the T.
Yeah.
And, like, subways because earthquakes would, like, ruin it and it would be very dangerous. But that's false. Like, they used to have all of these public transportation options, and then General Motors and, like, all of these, like, big automobile companies bought them and, like, ran them into the ground, which is, like, in the plot of the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Which is also...
Which is essentially a documentary.
Roger Rabbit is one of the strangest movies I've ever seen for the viewers out there who don't know it.
It's incredible, though.
It's, like, it's half animated, half real of, like, this world where, like, cartoons and, like...
They interact like they are
Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny are in it. They both have to say the same amount of words due to, like, contractual obligations between Disney and... Warner Brothers, which
really
is actually
cool.
really interesting trivia. And the plot behind it, like this villain's plot, is about like public transportation, and then like the bad guy's like, it's like my devious plan is to run the trolley into the ground and build this thing called the freeway, and then the protagonist is like, that's so absurd, it'll never work, and then it's like
of the whole movie is a documentary.
But it's like, why, like, of all the things they wanted to criticize in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, first of all, they didn't have to. It's like a 1930s gangster movie meets like noir meets like Disney movie. So strange.
No, it's great.
So strange. But anyways,
It's incredible. It's an incredible piece of animation and a really incredible piece of animation history, because that was the first time something like that was attempted. And I don't believe that
it's not history, because it won't count for a history credit.
I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, now we have to give the context.
Okay.
Keep the conversation going.
I for an entire semester. So people ask me sometimes. people say, Ben. They come to my office hours. They say, Ben. I say, yes. And they say,
are these your office hours?
These are my office hours. People come there, like you right now. Yeah. Come to my office hours and they say, Ben, how'd you get so good looking? And I say,
I don't know. Wait a second.
And then they ask a follow-up question. It naturally follows. And they say, have you ever tried to like do something that should be very simple with the administration and run into any difficulty? And I say, yes. And they say, tell me the story. And I say, well, freshman year, spring semester, I took a class called The Animated Universe. This is a class about the history of animation, taught by a Tufts professor, who is the leading researcher in this subject in the world. And it did not count for a credit on CIS. And they say,
CIS is like our courses
count for what things?
The database of the database.
Yes,
right?
thank you. And then they say, that's crazy. I say, yes, I would like it to count for a humanities. I submit, I get the whole petition, everyone signs it, everyone's like, yeah, that sounds right, it's a humanities. My essay for why that should count starts, according to Stanford, and I really wanted to write like a better institution, but I withheld. And I had a really, really well thought out, well constructed writing thing. And I submit it and they return it to me and they say, actually, it's an arts. And I say, well, you just count it for an arts? They say, no. And they had to redo the whole petition. Anyway, very frustrating. Anyway, the next song we're going to play is
Boys, but not the classic Ben Boys. Like, who's that song by?
Charlie XCX.
Okay, well, this one is by Lizzo. It's a good song. Here you go.
What you say, boy? You tryna play coy like a game boy? Hit my phone, boy. Is your homeboy? Are you a lone boy? Come give me dome, boy. Got a boy with degrees, a boy in the streets, a boy on his knees, he a man in the sheets. Sheesh, it's all Greek to me. Got this boy speaking Spanish. Ay, puppy. Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you a freak too. What's 2 + 2? Mississippi boys, inner city boys. I like the pretty boys with the bow tie. Get your nails did, let it blow dry. I like a big beard, I like a clean face. I don't discriminate, come and get a taste. From the playboys to the gay boys. Go and slay boys, you my fake boys.
Baby, I don't need you. I don't need. I just wanna freak you. I wanna be. I heard you a freak too.
That's right.
What's 2 + 2?
If you guys noticed a fancy thing that we did there for a second.
Don't call it out, because it's like cooler when it's subtle. You already mentioned it.
We can move on.
No.
All right. Well, we're trying, like, in an effort to excel in our our technical prowess, we have decided to start incorporating the use of like actual DJ tools. Because for those of you who don't know, kind of like what's going on under the hood here at WMFO, what we have is a lot of the time students will come in and they'll mostly, yeah, there's like an AC thing going on.
Well, let's just turn off the AC.
It's not the AC.
That background noise is so irritating.
All right, we'll work on it. Okay. We'll work on it in a second. But yeah, so a lot of the students will come in and sort of like the way that they handle it is they'll just like bring in their laptop, they'll plug in to Spotify and we'll play a song and then that will get logged and then the companies get paid and
it's over.
And that's how it works. But I think I was listening to the radio the other day and like the hosts were like talking over the intro to the music and I thought that was really cool because that's maybe like the step beyond and like graduating. So now we're going to start more or less trying to like do it on,
yeah,
do it in a more professional way. Cause you know, we try to build excellence every day. So,
well, Ben is actually the DJ. He began this DJ habit like in March. Was straight garbage then.
So bad. It was like hard. It was like hard to listen to.
I feel
to.
Like if I started, I'd be doing better than you did when
All
you
right,
started.
That's a bold. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I would never stoop so low as to DJ. I love making fun of you. It's so much fun. Anyways, no, I love you, Ben. Ben has been honing his craft, and now he's the official DJ for his fraternity.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not the best.
He's come a long way. No, you're pretty good.
But I'm like,
look at what you just did.
Yeah, things work.
Give us a call and congratulate Ben on his DJ skills.
Yeah, we want you to call in.
Yeah. Shout out to George Duyos listening in
tonight. Is he listening?
Yeah. And this time he's only going to provide positive feedback.
Yeah, that's all we're looking for. All right, let's see. Hold on. We have 14 listeners. We started the show with 17.
Also,
but that's okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
I kind of like it. No, I don't. That sounds
worse. All right,
worse.
It's worse.
Literally
all right.
Play
well,
song.
It's hard to do it when I can't hear the songs. But here we go. And we're back.
And we are back. Shout out to Sarthak, who's listening.
Ooh, hello, Sarthak.
Yeah.
How are you? Call in. You wanna talk to us?
Yeah, you can call in if you want. Ben,
that number would be 855-915-WMFO. That is 855.
Do the number.
915-9636. So you can figure out what that is if you missed me saying it right then and there by going to WMFO.org.
/listen/apply.
Just go to WMFO. No.
/contact us.
/TJ handbook. No. No. So, yeah.
So, Ben, how's your life been going? We may live together, but I also never see you.
I see Chris approximately 35 minutes a
day. Wow. Fire truck, I dare you to be louder.
Someone is getting Thames outside. Someone is... Yeah, not good. All right, well, yeah, I would say my life is, like, going.
Yeah. Midterm grind.
Yeah, midterm grind. I had to turn to the paper that there was no possible way that we would know how to do for a class that's ridiculous. Actually, it's kind of cool. So... there's this thing, actually, I can't say it over the airwaves because I signed something saying I wouldn't, but we had to write this, this paper about this use of a heuristic and like...
What now?
Okay, so I'll explain. So every time you like... No, it's really cool. It's about how the brain works. Here, listen. So every time...
Psychology is boring.
All right, cold take. No one agrees. So every single day you like live your life and you probably think that you're making a lot of like very deliberate decisions about whatever thing that you decide in that moment. But that's not true. A lot of what...
Is it turning around? Is there another...
Is it coming back from... Something's happening out there. All right. Well, stay safe, kids.
My mixtape did drop, so...
All right.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's okay. an old meme, but... All right. So every single time you like make a decision, you probably think that you're like deliberately thinking it through, but you're not. You're often using just like rules of thumb, and it's like... Like a lot, because like, your brain just like can't process everything all the time, so you make a lot of assumptions. And there's this one that happens very frequently for like most people that I can't go into, but there's this idea that like you would be aware.
Oh, why can't you go into it? Is it a forbidden subject?
No, it's just because we have to have people like, from the Tufts community doing it.
So we do
have forbidden subjects. So. There's this one that people will do really often, and it's very cool, and we had to write a psych study on it, which was less cool, and it was horrible, but it's done now, and then I had to meet with a writing fellow about it.
Is that the thing that you went to, like, the cafe, and was just, like,
no, that was different. Order things? I had to do that, too, though. That was also very annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, school's very hard. Don't recommend it.
No, I recommend it. Gotta educate the kids.
I don't know.
College degree is essential. Also, yes, been listening to a little bit of country music recently, and so I'm gonna just put some on. It's a very, very not Boston, but I'm gonna take you to the heartland of Central Texas.
Disagree. I think that Boston is like the country capital of the North,
as opposed to like it's the only big city up here, like Providence, like Portland, Maine.
No, okay, but like where I'm from, we have two country stations.
Yeah.
In Boston, we have, like, four.
It's and, probably all, like, the South Shore people,
lot.
I feel.
They play
I feel
like a lot here.
I don't know about... I don't know.
I
don't know
what to think about that. Of the world.
We need some more reggaeton stations.
Yeah.
Some, like, a Ye Balvin station. It's like, oi!
Yeah. We can play that
anyways.
Next.
Yeah, I'll find us some good reggaeton. Anyways, here's All My Exes Live in Texas. Not remotely relevant to my life, but here we go.
And Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my Texas. And Texas is a place I didn't love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. And that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
All right, and so we're gonna stop that song for now.
It's enough country music for one day.
All right.
Even though I suggested the song.
All right, so we have a caller.
Hello, caller.
Hey guys.
Yo.
Calling all the way from Miami.
Woo!
Look. Trying to procrastinate studying.
Oh yeah.
Best of luck.
That's a move.
Chris, you mentioned you're starting to get back into country music.
No.
Yikes.
I just want to know, what are your top five music genres right now? Like
top.
Oh, he's changed.
Wait, Sarthak would be good on this show. He's got like good topics. My top five genres. All right, I'd have to go with
top three.
Top three. All right, R&B, classic rock, and reggaeton.
That's new.
No, that's like ever since.
I don't know.
Like summer of 2017, I listened to it a lot. I just don't listen to it with other people.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like reggaeton's in it.
No one at Tufts likes the music.
No,
like,
I think it's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Well, of course, yeah. You can lead that. You know, you can be a front runner for that wave.
I'm an influencer. Yeah.
The Boston community.
So I'm like, what are your top three genres?
It's got to be rap.
Yeah.
I generally like pop music, like contemporary pop music, like stuff you hear on the radio.
Yeah. All right. It's popular for a reason.
And then I mean, a Latin urban funk.
Okay.
Like, have you heard of Guayna?
Guayna? Oh my dude. I love Guayna. Did Juan show it to you?
Juan showed me
it. Juan showed me it too. Oh my god. Shout out to Juan Martin Abreu Melon. Fun fact, his grandpa's name was Fructuoso, which means fruity in Puerto Rican / Spanish. Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
Juan put me on to Guayna.
Yeah. Juan's one of those people on Facebook that'll just share those tasty videos of like cookie brownie cake, like blondie.
Everyone
like,
needs one of those
cupcakes.
Friends. Everyone needs one of them.
Do you have him on Snapchat?
I do have him on Snapchat.
Do you Snapchat him regularly?
I have never Snapchatted.
Okay. I just so happened to have 70 day streak with him. it's entertaining. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah. Oh my god. I wish I should. Damn.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. What else is going on, Barkookies? How's the University of Miami and Miami, Florida, treating you? For all our viewers out there who don't know where the University of Miami is,
it's in Ohio, right?
Well, that's the thing. There's that one.
Of course.
they're just taking all of the popularity of regular Miami. Right,
they're not. Sorry, what did you say?
I'm just living life, just studying.
Yeah.
The good old pre-med grind.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you end up taking MCAT this summer?
No, I'm going to take it in January.
Yeah, that'd be early. So, that'd be way
early.
Well,
that was when we talked about it a while back.
Well, I was supposed to, but then I went out of town for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Did the classic. Yeah. Sarthak spends a month in India, but also, and then you did the European cruise.
It was a month in Europe and a month in India.
Yeah, that's kind of peak life, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One can dream. And then, the MCAT, which is also peak life.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely my favorite thing to do
top
in my free
five.
Time.
MCAT's the top, you can't go down anywhere further up from there.
I just don't get why you have to know physics. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, no. Well, actually.
More physics than an IR major has to know.
No, for example, I'm doing research, and one of my research trials is testing new devices. So one of the criteria for devices, well, it's endovascular devices, inside arteries. So for one of the things is radial pressure for how fast or how much force it can expand. And they measure that stuff in newtons. And I was like a cool thing, but like I now kind of understand why we need physics.
Physics is boring.
Physics is boring. It's so that you know how much pressure to do when you hit the person's knee with the little hammer.
That's the only reason you spend the state physics in.
You guys love free body diagrams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big free body diagram guy.
For the first time in, I think, like, 2 years. Like, minimum.
Ben also tested medical devices this summer, as did like two of my other friends.
Yeah, medical devices is like, okay, medical according devices,
seems to be the thing these days.
It's huge. It's like up there with Big Pharma.
Yeah, no, I had a friend who worked for Pfizer. He sold to Big Pharma.
Big Pharma.
Big time.
Big time.
All right, should we do another song?
Yeah, I think it's time for a song.
All right.
All right, thanks for being on, Sarthak.
Thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys.
Adios.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What
song we have on now?
So this is a favorite.
My favorite.
No, I like this. So I learned about the song from my friend Joey's mom.
Joey's mom.
She has fun taste in music.
What's her name? Esmeralda.
No, not Esmeralda. It's Di. We call her Di. Oh. Like Diane.
Oh.
but Di. And
I prefer Liv.
That's also a name.
Wow. Short
is
for Olivia.
Is that not the joke?
I literally was saying, like, live or die, but that's so... Wow.
You're ridiculous.
I am ridiculous.
So this song is called Dollar Diva, and it's by Galactic. And they have a lot of cool different... Like, all of their songs are very different, because I think they make, like, the music, maybe, and then, like, different artists will come in and perform, so it's... Everything sounds different, but I like this one a lot. It's very fun. So, yeah, here it is.
Use a dollar diva. bichota, metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo pateo aquí con esta nota, la miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Como lo mueve esa muchachita, le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita. Tú ya tienes 18, entonces estás en ley. Quiero acampar en tus montañas de calle y que librate a los 16. Ok, andamos en el dembow con el fucking Charlie White. Ey, es que tú eres una maldita desgracia. Como dice Celia Cruz con la bemba colorada, me tiene sudando frío, no quiero mirar más nada. Y se le marca el camartao a la condena. Dije el diablo, Dios te reprenda. Te voy a decir algo y yo quiero que me lo entienda. Yo te vuelvo al caro, mami, no es pa' que te ofenda. Pero por ti que me jodan, eso es mi hacienda. Y es que, no sé, chica, yo acá pensando. ¿Por qué no mejor ya de vez en cuando? Claro. Empezamos tú y yo estar procreando. Porque aquí me tienes mirando, mirando y mirando. Cómo lo mueve esa muchachota, metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo pateo aquí con esta nota. La miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Cómo lo mueve esa muchachita, le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita. Tú jugabas voleibol, tú eras atleta. Porque tienes la gondola de mulo y la de chuleta. De la cintura al tobillo y ya me tienes el martillo. Saliendo a saber qué es lo que pasa por el calzoncillo. Bájale, mami, como 7500. Me tienes en estado de aborrecimiento. Si tú me das un break, yo te voy a hacer un cuento. ¿Quieres conocer la Junita? Yo te la presento. Más rayo aparta que presión. Como se le marca el pantalón. De la camisa le explota el botón. Y por ti yo voy con los suegros a guabate a comer lechón. Dije el diablo, Dios te reprenda. Te voy a decir algo y yo quiero que me lo entienda. Yo te vuelvo al caro, mami, no es pa' que te ofenda. Pero por ti que me jodan, eso es mi hacienda. Me entienda. Como lo mueve esa muchachota, metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo pateo aquí con esta nota. La miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Como lo mueve esa muchachita, le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita. Como lo mueve esa muchachota, metiéndole el dembow a que se bota. Y yo pateo aquí con esta nota. La miro y rebotan, 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 rebotan. Como lo mueve esa muchachita, le mete el dembow y no se quita. Yo tengo el ritmo que la debilita. Ella tiene nalga y tetita, nalga y tetita.
Chichi,
te quedó fino, Kino.
Dante la movie, Charlie Way.
Es buena, 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 bichi.
Es guayna.
El eslogan que no puede fallar. Para que vayan para la discoteca a menear el menor.
El chori, chori, chori. El chori, chori, chori.
Mamarre, 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 mamarre.
All right. We are back.
We are back.
It's that time. It's everyone's favorite time.
It's not my favorite time. What voice? All right, Ben, can you explain it?
Yeah, so as part of government stuff, we got to do we got to do a thing. And that thing is we got to tell you stuff. We got to teach you some things. We got to make your life better.
This is a bogus rule.
Yeah.
Bogus is the only way to describe it.
So yeah, we got to teach you some stuff. And as part of that, we're going to read a PSA for you. And we do that with some happy guitar music so you don't get bored.
Beautiful. Wait, Ben, what voice should I speak in today? So the thing is, every week I also read it in like an accent. You know what? We're going to say goodbye to the Boston landlord voice. We're going to give it a nice farewell. Wait, is this sad. When You Have a Friend by James Taylor? No, let's play it.
This one's, it's called You've Got a Friend, but it's by the Guitar Brothers. Yeah,
but it's the original version is James Taylor. Why don't you put on some ukulele? Some like upbeat ukulele. Search that up on YouTube. Come on. This is rookie stuff. We've been doing this for months now. We have a well-honed process.
So I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it off YouTube. How do you spell ukulele?
U-K-E-L-E-L-E. Here we go.
I don't know if this is going to have words or not.
Search up like instrumental or something.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to do with this. I'll make it quiet though. We'll work on this for the next episode. I'm sorry. Ben, it's hard to work under these conditions.
Too much pressure here. A lot of intense stuff going on here in the studio. All right.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse.
I really can't do it.
It
this
came
stream,
back.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-5318. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Your mom's a lovely lady.
The lovely lady part wasn't part of the ad. Or
actually, okay, I want to talk about this. I went to the art gallery the other day for my classes. They have a cool exhibition on books, and it's kind of fun to go there and think about what makes a book, because some of the things
Sometimes I forget, like, I'm at a university that has, like, limitless resources. Today I went to the Career Center for a meeting, and they are just, like, they have everything. They're like, oh, yeah, we can hook you up with an alumni who's, like, in Madrid, and he has, like, all these connections to, like, the, like, telecommunications industry. I'm like, what? And, like, you guys have, like, a relationship with him? I was like, yeah, he's part of our board of something, something, something. And I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Wow.
So, yeah. It's fun to go there and think about what makes a book a book.
Oh, yeah, that thing too. Yeah, art galleries. I had something to talk about, but I don't remember it. You have anything to talk about? What time is it? We still got 8 minutes. What is this song? Ben, you want to tell us
what song
something?
Is this? Yeah, this is the song Take Me
Home. Someone was zoned out.
Yeah, we just crashed. So the song is Take Me Home by one and only Bryce Vine.
Oh, classic.
I was like, excuse me in my awkward approach. I just noticed you were running out of rum in your coke, and I was hoping I could interest you in witty rapport. And if you game, we could kick it like you're keeping the score. You're so exotic in all of the right ways. Eyes like green diamonds, skin of Milan beige. Hair's a black currant that matches your style great. With the jacket you bought from Urban and your pretty bird chain. She said I look mixed, I said I'm dark white. She said I seem fun, I said you damn right. Then she laughed and said Allegra's the name. And I've been waiting for a guy like you all day. So, hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone. So take me home tonight. New York says she misses the cold. And 5'9 Gemini, favorite color is gold. I finished school back in June, studied fashion at Fitham. And yeah, she had a boyfriend, but she's no longer with him. And I'm like, bartender, think we'll need another round. Girl, it's early now, and later we can move about the town. I'm bad at science, but the chemistry's clear. That's a little joke, really though, I'm being sincere. So maybe we can take a little ride. Let your stresses be irrelevant tonight. She's like, I know you're trouble, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a guy like you all day. So, hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone. So take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me. So take me home tonight. Girl, all I need is some relief. Take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep between your cheeks. Girl, just take me home tonight. Girl, all I need is some relief. Oh, take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep. I know you're trouble, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a girl like you all day. So, hey, we
you don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone, so take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me, so take me home tonight. Girl, all I need, we don't really got another place to go.
Right,
and we're back.
Thank you, Chris, for sniffling into the mic.
It happens.
Yeah, it best happens. All right, so we thought we would just announce one last time that you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford
Tufts Freeform Radio. We should get good at like doing that perfectly.
Yeah,
sync.
I really have to. Look
anyways,
at it every
one
time.
Last little thing before we head out. We're gonna talk about for those of you that don't know what an RBT is, it's a rose, bud, and thorn. So rose is the best part of our week, thorn is the worst part of our week, and bud is what we're looking forward to the most the next week because it's wholesome hours around here only. All right, you want to start?
Sure. All right, my rose is that. Ooh, that's a good question. But the best part of my week, I had a good weekend. I finished my comp sci early, so I got to really like
beautiful
hang out, relax,
resplendent.
Yes. My thorn was that experimental psych is a garbage class, and my bud is that my friends are coming in this weekend, and it's gonna be a good time.
From all the way from Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh yeah, you betcha.
Oh, don't ya?
Oh, don't you know?
All right.
Anyways,
you got yours.
My rose was honestly like the thing about my paper, like that was like. That was really nice.
Yeah, it's
that
nice.
That was good. That made
we
me
like
feel
that.
Happy. It was
like
very,
to hear it.
Yeah, it was very good. But also, this weekend was fun. The worst of my thorn is that the worst of my work was like last week, just midterms, essays, all that good stuff. You know how it is. And then my bud is that this weekend's a long weekend for Indigenous Peoples Day, so that's hype. And then I think I'm gonna go hiking on Sunday in New Hampshire. So looking forward to that. And I just noticed there's a painting of a walrus on the walls of the studio. Let it rain. An Iron Man, too. That's the one I remember. Anyways, I think that's all for today. Thanks for listening in. I also don't have a song. WM